there are times when dream becomes that land of, is it subconscious or is it actually somewhere happening on another plane, a little Matrix fallout. Last night, my dad was in my dream, and he was in my house, and an old friend of his that used to be one of his nearest and dearest friends for decades, and towards the end of his life, her name is Janine and Pete, and they were badly alcoholic, badly selfish, and badly tormented by this life by the time they got into their 60s. My dad had loaned them money, or they had had money loaned to them, and towards the end they had a nasty argument. And in that argument, Pete was out of his head, bleeding ulcers, and too many X-Files episodes going on in the cranium. And he threatened and cursed and rebuked their friendship and said the same thing about me coming up to see them in Seattle, something about money owed because they were looking for cash in all the wrong places. And their chewed up notions and brains, they severed that bridge with my father. And now that he's dead, it was one of his very few friends, and as he went through his life and mistrusted most people and had very little friends, those were the ones that could have been there in the end, and they weren't. And they probably don't even know he's not here anymore. But my dream last night, maybe he knows, and maybe they're not here either. While my father was staying at my house, which he's never seen in reality, Janine, only her, not Pete, was staying as well in my house. As she flitted and floated from room to room, we always had a great relationship. And I bit my upper lip and allowed her to stay and told her that it was okay and that she would have a timetable before she had to leave. And somewhere along the lines, my father and her got into a little tiff. My father basically said something along the lines of, "You need to get out. I've done this for too long. I'm not going to watch this." And I unloaded. And I remember the tears were streaming, and I said, "You've turned your back and done something bad to a good man. My father was good to me, my brother, my sister, my mother, everybody you can ask." And the mini tirade went on and on. And she was stunned, and I think she finally left, or she was going to leave before I woke up. And it was one of those dreams and moments which I've had with my dad in the dream, where maybe it was really actually happening in another level of ether, and I needed to get that verbal baggage off my chest at someone that I felt like should have treated my dad better in this waking life. And maybe I made my peace and amends on the other side. And the other side's just my brain, my subconscious, my cranium, the hippocampal fighting with its other little gray matter pals. And that is how the dream happened.